Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Tea with Claudia and B. This is B, not Claudia.
And this is Claudia, not B.
And today, we are going to talk about Lady Whistledown and her new season.
Season 2
of the beloved, obsessed over show Bridgerton that Netflix has graced our eyeballs with. And obviously these are based on a book series, which neither Claudia nor I have read. But that's not going to stop us from talking about this, right?
But my sister has read it, so I've like kind of almost read it, basically. Okay.
Yeah, right? And same thing. One of my friends has read it obsessively, and I have read about the books. I don't know why I took the time to read about the books and not actually read the books, but I did. So we have things to say about both, but we have many things to say about the Netflix show.
Yes. So be first overall impressions of the second season. What were your thoughts?
You know, it had that same Regency fairy tale vibe to me. Mm-hmm. And as always, I love everything that they do aesthetically. Like, it still kind of bugs me a little bit, the thing. Like, the hair still bugs me. Claudia, why is this always a thing when it comes to Regency? Why do they let the freaking hair down? We're not supposed to. That's not how it goes.
Yeah. Well, you know, but that's the fairy tale side of it, right? Like, that's kind of just how I have to see it.
True.
You know?
So true. So we have a lot to say about the costumes. We'll get into that. I did like that a lot. Also, I enjoyed the continuation of the Bridgerton family story and how you see a little bit more backstory and stuff like
that. Yes, I enjoyed that too. Mm-hmm. That was sweet. Yeah.
Okay, and this is the last thing I'm going to say before I ask you what you thought of it, because I feel like we might have opposing views on this. I was a little disappointed in the love story this season, but overall, okay. I enjoyed the whole season.
Okay.
But that was like the thing that bugged me the most.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to like unpack and untangle with that. I just want to know like what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I'll tell you more, but you tell me what you think.
So overall thoughts, I thought it started a little slow for me. Okay. Part of that, I will like say that it's for me. On me, because I don't know, I've been like very moody lately. It's just like I've been going through a lot, right? You know, just this year has been a lot, right?
Yeah.
It's just been too much. It's been like the whole leg of an elephant, not like the tail. So so you can only take a bite out of the elephant at a time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's phrase. Anyway, so, like, a lot of times it takes me a while to get into shows right now. I mean, depending. For some reason, my mood is leaning more towards the, like, true crime right now at this moment. Mm. I don't know why.
That's because you're stressed. You need to listen to murder so you can chill
out. I know.
Huh?
I know, right? So it took me a while to get into it. But I think because the focus was on, what's his face? Hot brother? What's his
Anthony.
Name?
Anthony.
Anthony.
Yeah.
That I was like.
You keep calling him Jonathan because you're like on a first name
his name.
With him.
Anyway, but. So his. I think that like since the love story was completely focused on him, mm-hmm. I was like, okay. Because, you know, he's gorgeous. Which, fun fact, talking to my mother about this. Mm-hmm. According to my mother, my sister told her that the guy that plays the youngest brother, mm-hmm. his name in the story is
Colin.
Yes, Colin is completely miscast. Apparently, he is supposed to be the hot brother, like the hottest brother.
Really?
Yeah. To be honest, I think that like those two brothers, knowing that fact from my sister who's read the book. Mm-hmm. That the other two brothers are completely miscast because Benedict looks older.
Benedict looks like he is 40.
Than Anthony.
I mean, he's attractive, but he looks way older than Anthony.
Yeah. And then, so I don't like that. And then now knowing that Colin's supposed to be the heartthrob, which Colin is like, he's cute, but he's like the cute throb, right? Like there's the heartthrob and the cute throb. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? like, there's a different there where it's like, oh, he's super cute. Like, I, you know.
You know, there's this phenomenon when it comes to period movies or Regency films that, sometimes people are super hot in today's style, and then you get them dressed up in Regency, and you're like, they look a little, weird, you know? And I sometimes wonder if that was, like, the casting that happened with this, because even in the 95 Pride and Prejudice, like, gold standard for Regency movies, right? Jane is, like, cute, but she's supposed to be gorgeous, right? Jane, in real life, like, when you see her dressed up and her hair done, like, modern times, oh my gosh, she was freaking a babe. But then in Regency times, it was like, oh, she's cute, but she's not as gorgeous as the other girls, you know?
Yeah, well, I also think, though, that they tried to make her look like a Greek goddess. Like, they were trying to go for that, which she totally does.
Oh, and that was so, like, but the style in Regency era, like, neoclassicism was the best, you know?
And she totally does, but I think that in our modern eyes, like, you know, but if you look at it through that
that's
lens,
true,
you're like,
because our styles. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But if you look through it through the lens of like, oh, they're trying to make her look like a Greek goddess. Okay. Mm-hmm. That makes more sense. She totally does. And therefore, like, at the time, I'm sure that, like, the Greek goddess was, like, the form of the standard. They're supermodel, right? Like,
Yeah. No, that makes sense. That's a good point. Good point, Claudia. 1 point for you.
So when it kind of got through that it was Antony's love story, that was pretty cool. It was one of the shows though that I kept on like wanting to watch. Like I was like, when I would get home
it
from work, like I was like ready to like watch it, you know, like towards the end. So, and I enjoyed that it wasn't as, sex-based, just because.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and I mean, I don't know if, are we comparing and contrasting yet, or do you want to talk a little bit about your.
Well, let's talk about it and compare and contrast. We can multitask, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Let's do this. Okay, so, well, to that point that you had, like, there was way less in the steamy sex scenes season 2 versus season 1. Like, season 1, that was, like, the key writing that they did, right? So, my problem with season 2 is that there was so much tension and not a lot of, like, moments of alleviating that tension, you know? And not that they had to have a whole bunch of sex scenes, but I just kept being like, why are, like, I always felt, like, built up and then, like, nothing, you know? And so I'm like, I feel like they needed to have something more interactions, more connections, more things happening that way to kind of create that. Because as we know, Regency films are so good at building that tension, but you also have, like, moments of, like, oh, that was so sweet, you know? It doesn't have to be that they're, like, messing around or whatever, but they didn't really have a lot of that, I felt. I felt like it wasn't a good balance. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I sorry, I have this like tickle in my throat. I definitely felt that it was a little that there could have been a little bit more of that for sure. But if I compare and contrast to the other season, I just believed them more than I did with the Duke and what's her face.
You believed
Daphne, right? Yes. Like I believed Antony and Miss Salma and Kate way more for some reason than I did the Duke and Daphne. And maybe it's because like in the show, the first season, they were like pretending that they liked each other, and then they grew to love each other.
See,
maybe that's why. I don't know.
Maybe, because I feel the opposite. I felt like there was more chemistry shown between those two and that their interactions were better. And there, I think that was it. There were a lot of moments where I was like, I wish that it showed Antony and Kate, like, clicking. Like, there were little moments, but there weren't a lot of, like, there were moments that other people were like, oh, yes. But there weren't a lot of moments I felt like set up where just the audience would be like, oh, see, they're really complimentary of each other. And at the end, this was like, this is something that rom-coms do a lot, and it bothers me. There's, like, such a build-up to these two, like, the obstacles. They couldn't get together because there was this huge obstacle of them not being together. But you knew it was set up that they were supposed to be together, okay? And then at the end, they are actually together, and you see them happy together, in sync with each other, all cutesy and just lovey-dovey for, like, 3 minutes, and that's it. And at that scene, I was like, that is the happiest scene. It ended so beautiful and so pretty and so happy that I liked it, but I wish we had seen more of that, you know, because you saw Simon and Daphne together a lot and as a couple and cute stuff, and I just missed that in this season.
Yeah, yeah. I can see how that you would miss that. But I, for some reason, like, Kate, her character appealed more to me than Daphne did.
Interesting. She was a fun character. She was really dynamic.
Yeah. Well, because for some reason, like, Daphne just seemed super, like, childish to me. Like, she seemed like she was, like, 12 or 13. So it almost seemed a little kind of gross to me that they were together.
Okay, I can see that. Kate definitely is, like, a woman in charge, so there's, like, a big difference that way.
Yeah, yeah. And I loved her Marianne moment, didn't you? That she gotta have a Marianne moment.
I totally thought of that scene, too. I was like, this is a Miss Marianne Dashwood thing.
Yes. And
I am here for it. Also, her hair looks so pretty after when she was sick. Oh, my gosh.
I know, and I was like, this is dumb. She would look like crap.
Yeah, her hair would be like a bird's nest, but...
Like, we should do an experiment. Pretty. Like, you and I should, like, go on a horse in the rain and then, like, you know, lay on the ground in the mud for a little bit. Like, not actually fall down off the horse because, like, we're not stupid.
No, I'm not. Like, lay down in the
mud and then, like,
we're not, you know, stupid.
And then see how we look. And compare and contrast and see.
Listen, we don't even have to do that. Like, I just need to go out in a windstorm and walk around for 5 minutes and we'll see that it's not going to end well.
This is like reality versus, you know, expectation.
Oh, totally. Totally. So. The hair reality, it really freaking hits me right in the ego.
It's annoying. I know, right? I know. So, yeah, I don't know. Overall, I enjoyed this season more. And I am not sure why. But yeah, I enjoyed the season more. What about the other characters, like, that you enjoyed about this season?
Oh, so many things. Okay, can I go into a couple behind-the-scenes things?
And talk
about that and everything?
Okay. Yeah, please.
I feel like we probably should have said this. We never think to say this, but if you don't know at this point, like, who even are you? Obviously, we're going to spoiler alerts for everything. Okay, so one thing that I really liked, and you will probably appreciate this too because of your deep crush on Jonathan Bailey, but Jonathan Bailey, who plays
Anthony. Who doesn't have a crush on Jonathan Bailey?
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing. He is like, I figured out why I like him so much. He looks like a nerd who hit puberty and suddenly became really attractive. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I bet he was probably awkward and kind of gawky looking. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, you aged well, you know? That's what he looks like to me, and I appreciate that combination. So, Jonathan Bailey, he pitched to the directors to create that scene where the youngest brother, Gregory, comes in and talks to him about his dad, and they kind of share that moment.
That was sweet.
Because he wanted to show the growth that happened with Anthony, that he was really closed off to love, and then he's kind of starting to open up and talk about connection and you know, his dad. Like, his dad was this big regret in his life. And so at some point in the production, he's like, we need something more to show his growth because we're not seeing it otherwise. So your boy Jonathan has good instincts. And another thing I really loved, because these books are all about this Bridgerton family, right? And we see that in this season, that the freaking gorgeous Duke from season one, he wasn't even in season two at all, because it's about Anthony's story, but then also the siblings, wondering, you know?
Yeah, I was wondering if that was, like, on purpose or if he had a conflict. I figured that he had a work conflict.
I think it was both. Like, they weren't able to get him in contract again, but they were also like, well, he wasn't going to have a big part anyway, so this is fine. You know, like, he was only going to barely be in there more than Daphne was. So, and that's how the books are too. Apparently it goes to the next person and it's just the siblings really that they focus on. So the game where they play pell-mell, all of the siblings in their croquet game that they make up. That was all of their, those actors in that scene, that was like their favorite part of production because they basically just ad-libbed a lot of it. They kind of set them out there and they're like, okay, just like play together and do these different things. And kind of, they came up with dynamics and stuff like that. So the girl who played Edwina, Sharithra, I think is how you say her name. Probably not, but it's a pretty name. She actually grew up playing cricket and croquet, and she was really good. And so she had to keep, like, redoing scenes because she was, like, good, and she's supposed to not be good in that scene. And so they all just said that was their favorite time filming because they just got to play around a lot and do stuff.
Yeah, so. And they got to be together, bond. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Bonding with siblings. Cute. The best, right?
I know.
Okay, and then I have a funny story for you, Claudia. Are you ready?
Yeah.
It involves the Featheringtons, our favorite family of scandal. Okay. Yeah. So the scene where they're all going to the palace to have the ball in front of with the queen and everything, they had their carriage pull up, and then they were all getting in it one at after another. And the first girl climbs in, and she trips over her gown because it was, like, really hard to get into the carriages in costume. So she climbs in and trips and falls flat on her face, and then each one of them gets in the carriage and just falls on top of each other. So she's like, you can't tell from the outside. So we all got in the carriage and closed it, and they took off, and it was, like, scene, perfect, that was great. But inside, they were all, like, piled like sardines on top of each other and just like, ow, I can't get up!
Hilarious.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that, like, is great. Oh my god.
That is my favorite thing.
I love that. That's so funny. I love that. Same.
So, we have not read the books, but I have on good authority that in this book, it does not, this season doesn't follow the book hardly at all.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because in the book, they actually kind, like, similar to the first season, there was, like, a scandal, so they had to get married because when Kate gets stung by the bee, Antony, like, freaks out, and he tries to suck out the venom, and somebody sees that.
In the book?
Yeah. Somebody sees that, and then they have to get married. So there's not the sister dynamic at all.
Oh. Uh-huh. I'm so mad that he didn't do that. I want to see that.
Because they were married and she
was already... I'm such a dirty person. I'm like, I want to see that.
Okay, what's so funny about that is you're like, no more sex scenes. I want to see that one, though. Okay, Claudia. Okay. No, it's fine. I'm not judging you. I just laugh at it. It's great.
I know.
But yeah, so they got married. And at that point, Kate was already in love with Antony. But Antony was too scared to let himself care about somebody. And so the dynamic was as they're married, he had to, like, open up. And it was really difficult for him.
Aww.
Which I feel like Antony. That is so romantic and great. And I don't know why they just didn't keep it like that.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know why they added the sister dynamic thing. Was there issues with her family? Do you know that? Was there issues with her family? Like,
I don't know. Listeners, tell us. Were there issues with her family?
Yeah. Lizzie Aldape, my sister. Tell me. Miss Aldape.
That's a fun name.
I know. Isn't that fun? The Aldapes. The Aldapes of Willow Creek. That's like, I think that's the name of her neighborhood.
Oh, that's great. That's like have you seen that audio that's going around on Instagram for the reels of how to create your Bridgerton name?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
Okay, but I'll find that on here and we'll do that. And then you can play Jonathan's thing. But
okay.
Okay, so I've been talking enough. You tell me things that you liked about characters and stuff like that. Like, what did you love they did in this season or, you know, your thoughts? Yeah. Just tell me things.
Yeah, I liked that they, obviously, I knew that they would because it's kind of the natural way of how things go. Mm-hmm. But I liked that we learned more about, like, Penelope with Lady Whistledown. And it was interesting, yes. Like, seeing the season, knowing that she's Lady Whistledown, it completely changes it.
Agreed. Yeah. So much. Yeah. And I didn't really believe her as Lady Whistledown at the end of the first season, but... this one kind of, I got on board with it. I was like, okay. I mean,
it makes sense in a way because, you know, you always have to beware of the quiet ones, right?
That is true.
So, It makes sense.
Which is why nobody has to worry about me, because I'm not quiet.
Yeah. Well, that's another thing, though, that the... same here, B. But it's one thing that that's interesting about, like, the Colin and Penelope dynamic, right? Because they would look cute together. I think that they would match together. But with my sister telling my mom that it's... he's supposed to be the handsomest one, right?
It puts him, like, farther out of reach.
That dynamic would make more sense.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I don't know.
Yeah, I could see that. Also, I really loved how it kind of showed Penelope in, like, her intelligence a lot. You know, like, yeah, how she came up with ways to sell her stories and to get them out there and everything like that.
Yeah, and that the money, really well, like, you know, that, yes, she's collecting from it and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And I loved the scene where she was acting like the little maid girl so that she could sell the stories.
Yeah.
And she was faking an accent. She dressed different and everything. I don't know. It just showed, like, a level of intelligence and, like, wit where it's like, okay, I can observe what I need to be like, and I know how to throw people off my scent and then get in there and do it, you know?
Yeah. No, she's smart for sure.
And she had to fake, so that actress is Irish, but she had to learn a different Irish accent than the one she had so that she could sound like a maid. Cause she's in Dairy Girls, right? Have you watched that?
Oh yeah. I flew through that. So that's actually how I first knew about Bridgerton, is my sister goes, oh my gosh, the girl from Dairy Girls is in this series and I've read the books and blah, blah, blah. And so that's how I knew about Bridgerton, was from her.
Oh, yeah. She is so great. I love her.
So cute. Yeah. I loved her in Dairy Girls. Oh, my God. She was so funny. That's a cute show.
It really is. It's, if you guys haven't watched Dairy Girls, do it right away. You will thank us later.
Oh, so, so brilliant. I loved it.
Should we do a little Jonathan Bailey audition?
Yeah. Okay. So this, like, I guess it was an audition. That's what I hear. But this, like, has been going around. It's Jonathan Bailey, those of you who are music theater fans, singing The Last 5 Years. And he's singing If I Didn't Believe in You, which is so amazing. So, can you see him?
Oh, look at that hair. Look
so this is back in 2017. Okay. Here we go.
If I didn't believe in you, we wouldn't have gotten this far. If I didn't believe in you and all of the 10,000 women you are, if I didn't think you could do anything you ever wanted to, if I wasn't certain that you would come through somehow.
He's so good, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's insane. He's like singing to you.
I know. There's so much feeling.
I know.
If I didn't believe in you, wouldn't be having this fight. If I didn't believe in you, I walk out the door and say, Kathy, you're right. But I could never let that go. Knowing the things about you, I know things when I met you 4 years ago. I knew it never took much convincing to make me believe in you. Don't
we get to be happy, happy? At some point down the line, don't we get to... Oh, be still, my beating heart.
I know the ending, like, woo!
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Jonathan First Bailey, off. Well done, sir. Well done.
Oh, my God. Yeah, wasn't that amazing?
That was so good. Oh my goodness.
Oh my
God. He really has a beautiful voice.
Yes, he does. So good. I don't have anything else to say other than I just want to act in The Last 5 Years with Jonathan Bailey so bad.
I mean, I don't know how you could see that and not want to.
I know. He was just, it was so realistic. Like, I've never seen a better, honestly, a better version of that song. Like, I've seen other people do it, but, like, he just was so, like, realistic in the way he did it. Yes, natural, because, like, he was actually, like, you know, messing with his hair, like, you know, like, yeah, doing, like, the little, like, triggers. Like, when you're in a fight with somebody, which happened, you know? Like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. I really, yeah, that was good. I'm glad you showed us that. Good,
yeah.
Good share, Claudia. Good share.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, I guess just wrapping up, like, what was, like, your favorite little crumb of goodness from this season?
Ooh, from the season, I would say, I mean, of the Marianne moment, I mean, come on, that was great. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, when he brought her in to the bed, like, come on, Colonel Brandon.
I'm getting a lot of Colonel Brandon vibes here.
I love it.
That was a good one. And then what's something that you hope for next season?
I'm just interested to see who they're going to focus on. I mean, are they going to focus on Eloise or Colin? I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. I would assume
Benedict is supposed to be, his book is the next in the series.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, so it most likely will be Benedict.
Yeah. Interesting. We'll see. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of a slut, isn't he?
Right? I mean, so is Anthony.
Yeah, I guess so. That's true.
Apparently men in Regency times were just gentlemen and sluts.
Yeah, because the when you first meet Anthony is like literally when he's having sex with that opera singer.
Oh yeah, against the tree.
Yeah.
That man does have a nice butt.
I know.
Anyway.
So answer your own questions. What's your favorite little snippet?
I really dig the costumes. I have a lot of fun, even the stuff that I don't like, I just have fun seeing what they come up with for the costumes and everything. And the music too. I love how they do modern songs and make them all Bridgerton-fied.
Yeah.
You didn't like that as much in the first season.
Oh, and I forgot.
Kinda...
No, I forgot to say I didn't like it in this season either.
Oh, man, we have like opposite things.
Which is fine. I mean, it's just me. I just didn't like it because I just like kind of get annoyed because
Takes you out of it, doesn't it? It distracts you from the scene. Okay.
Yeah, it does.
See, I love that, but I totally get where you're coming from. It doesn't have that effect on me, but I can see that because that's how I am with the hair being down. It's like beautiful. Like everyone looks pretty, but I'm like, oh my hell, why is their hair not up? It bugs me so much. And then my hope for the next season. I'm interested. I don't know. I have no idea how this goes in the series, obviously, because I haven't read it, but I hope that Penelope and Eloise kind of combine forces and
that would be
whistle
cool.
Down to the next level, you know?
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, that's what I hope.
Yeah.
Woman power!
That would be fun. That would be cool. Right? And, like, I think it would be nice to make that, if they could turn it around and make Whistledown into, like, a good thing for the community.
Yeah, I mean, because that's, even when she's being petty, she's kind of calling out social norms and doing things differently, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Which we all need that from time to time to kind of figure out what we really think or if we're doing things out of pressure or not, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you guys, one, thank you so much for joining us. We took our little break over the spring. Loved it. It was great. We're excited to be back. And we're doing our episodes every 2 weeks. If you are a Patreon subscriber, then you get 4 episodes a month still. But everyone else gets the 2 episodes a month. So, hope you enjoy that. And if you feel like you're missing out, just join us on Patreon, okay?
your Bridgerton name, you need Lord or Lady, your middle name, the last drink that you drank, an Anton at the end, of, and then the first part of your street name, and then add Shire.
Okay. Mine kind of sucks.
Oh, no. Tell me anyway.
So it's Lady Louise, and then the thing, last thing that you drink.
Uh-huh.
Coke Zeroton.
Coke Zeroton.
Which, I mean, it's not even Coketon, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm like, ah, oh, come uh-huh. on. Coke Zeroton. And then okay. it's, is it the first part of your street?
Your street name plus Shire.
Okay, so Dorado.
Oh, I like Dorado. That's a fun one. Dorado Shire?
El Dorado. Hold on, let me see. So it'd be, yeah, it'd be Dorado Drive Shire, or just Dorado Shire.
Yeah, just do Dorado Shire.
Okay.
So you lady... sound very, like, exotic.
So Lady Louise Coke Zeroton of Dorado Shire.
Yeah, you sound like one of those British families that lived in the Orient or in India and then came to Dorado Shire.
Oh my god. Okay, what's
that
yours?
That is so funny.
What's yours?
Mine is Lady Camilla.
Ooh, I love your middle name. How did I not know that that was your middle name?
Well, I don't love go it. By it often, so.
I love that.
Lady Camilla Waterington.
Ooh!
Lakeshire.
Okay, yours is way better.
Mine worked out well with the water and the lake, huh?
Yeah, that did work out well, and, like, it's better than Coke Zeroton because it takes you out. It's too modern. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, mine was almost Dr. Pepperington.
Oh.
Pepperington. Actually, Pepperington's fun, but the Dr.
That's
Pepperington.
That's cute. I know.
Weird.
It's like...
Dr. Pepperington.
Dr. Pepperington.
Oh, that's all I need to feel better. You know how it's like women of back in the day needed smelling salts? I would just need Dr. Pepperington.
I love it. I love it.
Oh, gosh. Okay, you guys, tell us your Bridgerton name, too.
Yes, please.
I think that's really cute.
Tell us your thoughts on the series and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like, Claudia, you and I should write each other letters with our Bridgerton names.
Yes.
Zeroington.
And then it will change. It will change, though, like, all with yeah. depending on what I drink. Yeah.
Yeah. Drink something that sounds better, and then we'll just keep it that.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Perfecto. Okay, you guys. Thanks so much for listening yeah. to us. We love doing this, and we appreciate you guys listening.
Yeah, we missed it, so it was mm-hmm. fun.
We're here. We're here to stay. We might occasionally take a little breaks, but we'll come back.
Yes, we'll always come back. Rain or shine. Or snow.
Exactly. Or humidity.
Or sleet. Yeah. Seriously.
Okay. All righty. Love you. See you soon. Bye.